The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Michigan State hosts Western Michigan on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions? Coach D'Antonio, do we have you on the line?
Hello. Hello?
Coach, thank you. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Go straight to questions. Thanks.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, Mark, doing a little piece on just the fewer number of FCS games in the Big Ten this year. And, you know, with you opening up against Furman last year versus opening up with Bowling Green this year, does that put you a little farther in the game, so to speak, with what you know about your team going into a second week?
I think that, yeah, probably does a little bit in terms of how we played. I thought this past weekend, you know, had a little adversity early on in the game, you know, with, you know, fumbling on a first and goal. So had to respond to some different things throughout the game. And the BG came in here and they were prepared. So, but every team comes to prepare. So Furman did as well last year.
Your next question comes from the line of Dan Murphy with ESPN.com.
Hey, Mark, I just wanted to follow up on Tyson Smith's comeback this weekend. And curious when you knew he would be healthy enough to play, and if you can kind of put into perspective the ride he's been on for 9 months and the odds it would be for him to get out there and have a big moment this weekend.
Yeah, you know, this occurred last year, and I remember when I was on the recruiting, you know, I was out recruiting, and this did happen. And so it was a big setback for him, so he missed an entire spring. He had to take incompletes in his classes, and we really didn't know really what would happen, and really I did not believe that he would be able to come back. But, you know, he was very positive, and he kept getting a little bit better, and then he was finally able to work out a little bit, and then he pursued these different avenues to being able to come back, and so he went to all the different specialists. He actually started probably participating with us sometime in July, just in terms of the off-season workouts. And then when August camp came, again, we took it very slow initially. And now he's treated like everybody else, and he is 100% in everything he's doing. He played significantly in the game. Obviously had a pick six, so that was a great moment for him. But he was a very good player for us prior to this. You know, he'd started as – had played as a true freshman, and he's into his junior year now. So he's a guy that's played a lot of football here, so it's great to have him back. But more importantly, it's great for him to be back mentally, just in terms of enjoying the college experience, because it was very difficult for him.
Did he need that that interception or the taste to get back out there on the field to be fully back mentally and be
by himself? Yeah, I think he did. Although, you know, he's had good scrimmages, and he's played, you know, he plays fearless out there, and he's very competitive. I think that it just quantifies, you know, a little bit of his abilities and things like that for him, and helps his confidence. But you know, he played throughout the game, so I mean, it's great to have him.
Appreciate it.
Our next question comes from the line of Sam McKeon with the Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was hoping I could kind of turn the clock a little bit back here for a second. You guys went out to Oregon, I think, in 2014 and played in Oxford Stadium and had quite a bit of success through three quarters there. What do you remember about the noise level of that stadium? I know it was really hot that night, but the noise level and the difficulty of playing in that stadium compared perhaps to some of the tougher venues in the Big Ten?
Well, I know it was extremely hot the day we played out there, you know, hot on the turf out there. The fans were outstanding fans. I was checking everywhere to see if there were speakers as well, you know, out there, because it does get deafening. But I really didn't feel like, I don't mean this in a mean way at all or negative way, but it's no different than playing in Nebraska when they're yelling. You know, it's loud in every Big Ten stadium across the country, and I really don't think they get that in the Pac-12 consistently, except at Oregon or some other places, where in the Big Ten Conference you get that game in and game out, whether you're at Michigan State, Nebraska, Iowa, all the venues, you know them. And I think that's the difference. So our guys, the noise did not bother our players because of the things we had been used to.
Do you have
the biggest factor probably was that it was the first game, I believe, first or second game.
Right. Do you guys have any tricks that you use when you're in noisy environments for your quarterbacks?
Yeah, I think everybody has different things that they do relative to, you know, different movements or signs and signals, I guess, or communication. You've got to be able to communicate with each other. That's football.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Adam Biggers with FanRecSports.com.
Hey, Mark, good afternoon. Looked like Brian needed a little bit of time, but eventually looked like he found a rhythm, had a couple nice connections with Cam and Felton. With Western Michigan's defensive backs, I mean, how important is this game for Brian, and especially what they were able to do against Sam Darnold, USC? He didn't even throw a touchdown against them. How big is this game for Brian in terms of confidence, development, and all of that considered?
I think every football game that that Brian Lewerke plays is another step as he transitions to being the starting quarterback leader here. So he left a couple out there early in the game, a couple short, a couple high, quite a few right on the money. I think he can be a dynamic quarterback for us. And, the most impressive thing about him is that he was cool under pressure and very calm in terms of how he handled problems. And I think you have to do that as a quarterback.
If I could follow up, how much with Felton, that acrobatic catch yesterday, I guess in terms of weaponry at wide receiver, I know you said that you like the progress of the wide receivers. How much does that kind of accentuate Brian?
You got to be confident in your guys. I don't think there's any question about that. But he got our quarterbacks really spread the ball around. I think every receiver had a catch. Guys that had not played games, they all prior to this all had catches. So that was a positive, and that was something that we had to do. We didn't have a lot of guys coming back with a lot of experience. Even Felton had not played a lot. So having Darryl Stewart step up, play big, and Felton, obviously, and Tristan has a big catch. So a lot of guys got involved in this, and I think it's good for our quarterback. Gives him confidence.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thanks.
Yep.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.